This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully. Live from New York, it's Saturday night. Well, actually, this is being recorded. It's the Kintsugi Podcast. Hey, I'm Michael, and this show is for perfectly imperfect people everywhere. Well, look at there. Look who turned 50. Saturday Night Live. With all of its blemishes, wrinkles, gray hairs, all that good Kintsugi vibe, it just celebrated its 50th anniversary, and I consumed all the content. I love the show. It's this wonderful alchemy of art, of comedy, of music. It's also a bellwether for what's happening in the culture, in society. And it's definitely shaped a lot of my conversations. So I watched every minute of all the specials. And it was so great to laugh. Because sometimes we need to laugh or we will cry. And Saturday Night Live has provided that over the years for me, and I know millions of others. Now, sometimes art is just art, and it's to be appreciated in the moment and nothing more. Sometimes art can move you, inspire you. And sometimes art provides beautiful lessons that you can find a way to incorporate in your own life. And that's what this episode's about. I want to share with you five lessons from over 50 years of Saturday Night Live that you can take and make your own as you create your art. Because I believe we're all creative. We're all producing beautiful ripples. So if you're ready, here's lesson one. You're never going to be truly ready for almost anything. Saturday Night Live goes on at 11:30, not because they're ready. They go on because it's 11:30 and it's time to start the show. There's always some tinkering, some way to make the skit a little bit more perfect, whatever perfect happens to be. But if you ask anyone on the show, they will feel they're not totally ready just yet. And they never will be. Too often, perfect is the enemy of good. It makes us play small. We don't put our art out there. We don't create that wonderful ripple because we want things to be perfect first. The thing is, I wasn't totally ready to get married or have kids or step into that promotion I earned or start my career as an entrepreneur or even as a podcast host. I haven't been totally ready for any of it. But sometimes in life, 11:30 calls, and you need to show up and have faith that you can make it better as you go forward. Plus, there's something beautiful in our Kintsugi spirit when things are less than perfect. Some of the best skits that they produced were when the actors, the comedians, were laughing and cracking up because they knew they weren't totally ready. They were making stuff up. And there's something really amazing when they don't stay in character. And they're cracking up along with us. So it's okay if things are messy. You're never going to be totally ready for things in life. But you'll meet moments when it's 11:30 and the show must go on. So that's your first takeaway. The second one is tied to it. Trust the process. During the anniversary coverage, there was an interview that I saw with Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. And the first time she was on, I believe it was the first time, she was the host and the musical artist, which is a heavy lift. It is a busy, full week. You're not sleeping much. You're working on adrenaline and a whole bunch of Red Bull. And she shared, the week was chaos, and she was trying to figure out, where is this all going? When she first arrived in New York, after the first day, she had her doubts. But she went back to this: trust the process. Sometimes it's really messy as we try to figure things out. We don't know where it's going to go. There are rewrites, there are failures, there are flops, all of it. Some ideas are amazing, and then when you work on them for a little bit, they become less amazing. And sometimes that horrible idea becomes the gem. SNL teaches us to have faith in the process, even when things are really crazy and absolutely bananas. One of my favorite skits from SNL is More Cowbell. You know the one. It has Will Ferrell and Christopher Walken. Well, going into that skit, they didn't think it was going to work, but they trusted the process. And More Cowbell is now iconic. In fact, as I was riding my bike into Yellowstone National Park, as I rode my bike across the country in 2022, a car passed me and they were banging on a cowbell and they yelled out the window, "More cowbell, more cowbell." And it just made me laugh because it brought me back to that scene, a scene that almost didn't happen and wouldn't have happened if they didn't trust the process. So that's lesson number two. Lesson number three, we're always bad before we're better. When you go back to the early episodes in the 70s and also the musical artists that appeared, no one's going to give you any grief whatsoever if you happen to wonder out loud, how did the show get to 50 years? It was inconsistent. There were some good skits and some good musical artists, but there were some really bad moments. Another show that's like this is Seinfeld. The early episodes of Seinfeld, not so good. It almost got canceled. So when we're learning anything new or starting anything new, it's quite common that we're bad before we get better. Even Jimmy Fallon, who is now a huge star, at first, he had the worst time staying in character. He couldn't do it. He was cracking up all the time, but he got better and he became one of the iconic comedians on Saturday Night Live, and now he's everywhere. So here's lesson number three. Generally speaking, we're bad before we get better. So be patient, work on your craft, but know that you're going to have some moments in the early on that you're going to wonder if this is really something you're cut out for. But if you have a good support network, having the right cast around you certainly helps, and you trust the process, lesson number two, and you work on your craft, you will get better over time. And then you can look back at those early episodes and say, I can't believe we made it this far. This has happened to me more than once in my life, and I'll save all those stories for another podcast episode. Okay, here's number four. Sometimes you gotta risk it for the biscuit. You gotta take some calculated risk. You can't play it safe. And SNL certainly did not play it safe. People came on and criticized GE that owned NBC. They criticized Lorne Michaels, the whole creator of the show. They had some really edgy performances and some edgy skits. For example, Adam Sandberg and the whole Dick in a Box one, which is a classic, just a crack up every time I see it. That was risky. It may not be risky in terms of how we view the world and what happens to be on the internet today, but back then, that was a risky skit and they crushed it. So it's important in life to get outside of your comfort zone, to take a risk every now and again. Now, you might not be taking risks like Saturday Night Live because they had the financial backing of a major corporation, but you can still apply this lesson to your own life. It's important to take a risk every now and again. And yes, some don't hit the target. Now, hopefully you don't get canceled. You want to be smart about the risks that you do take. And even if they're not successful, you'll still learn something from them. And you can apply those lessons the next time the director says action. Because here's the thing. You don't have long-standing durability. You can't create a show that can last 50 years like Saturday Night Live if you just play it safe. And you can't create a life that's worth living if you only stay in your comfort zone. So every now and again, risk it for the biscuit. And now we come to number 5. Music is medicine, baby. SNL, as I mentioned earlier, is a combination of artists, of comedians, and musicians all coming together. And the music of SNL, in my opinion, really made the show. If it was only a show of sketch comedy, I don't think it has the staying power that it has. It doesn't last 50 years. The music made this show. It brought us the first hip-hop band or group onto national television with the Funky 4 Plus 1, which was introduced by Debbie Harry, who also happened to be one of the first artists, if not the first, to bring hip-hop onto one of her songs. Totally cool. SNL also helped bring niche genres like grunge and Nirvana to the national stage. Everyone smelled like Teen Spirit in the early 90s because of SNL and Nirvana's performance. It also was the stage for protest. I think most of us can remember Sinead O'Connor ripping up the picture of the Pope. What a moment. And what a conversation after that moment. And music from SNL helped us heal. Like the very first show after 9/11 on September 29th with Paul Simon. Music is medicine. SNL reminds us of the power of music. It fuels us. It nurtures us. It helps us express what we're feeling. It helps us heal in our kintsugi spirit. It's joy. It's movement. It's energy. It's passion. It's sex. It's protest. It's hurt. It soothes. So take a page from SNL. And bring more music into your life to help enrich your life and all the different things you experience. So there you have it. 5 lessons from 50 years of Saturday Night Live. With some luck, I might make it through the next 50 years of SNL. Who knows? I might not have my hearing then, but I'll never stop laughing. Because sometimes the best way to get through anything is to laugh. It's a way to connect. It's a way to release some stress. So in these uncertain times, these times that are stressful, my encouragement to you is find ways to laugh. It doesn't mean you're not being serious. It doesn't mean you're not being vigilant. It doesn't mean you've tuned out. It's just one way to cope, to help you find the energy and that connection that's so important so we can put a positive ripple into the world. If you have one of your great takeaways from SNL or maybe a favorite artist or a skit, drop me a note. I'd love to hear your perspective. And as always, thank you for carving out some time and offering your attention to the Kintsugi podcast. And I hope you'll share this episode with a friend or two. And before you go, a couple of reminders. If you'd like to get one of our cool Pause, Breathe, Reflect stickers, check our show notes. And there you'll also find a link to download our wonderful Pause, Breathe, Reflect app. So I encourage you to join our community. And you can also get your free smartphone wellness check. This is something I do to help you change your relationship with your phone and find more time for the things that bring you more joy. So until next week, let's celebrate our scars as golden symbols of our strength and resilience. I'll talk with you then. I love you. Again, thanks for listening. This episode is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, the app that can help bring more mindfulness to your everyday moments. Imagine what would be possible if more people could live more mindfully.